Today is the day high school seniors across the country make their college choices official. May 1st is the deadline for students to either accept or reject a college's offer of admission. When many of them began their search for a college a year ago or so, the economy was stronger and their options seemed limitless. As part of our series Kitchen Table Conversations, North Carolina Public Radio's Dave DeWitt spoke to a family in Raleigh, a family whose educational priorities have changed with the economy.
Susie Guilford opens the front door and immediately apologizes for her house. Not because it's untidy or too cramped. In fact, she says it's their dream home. Susie is apologizing because it's the kind of place only a family that is doing well could afford. And the Guilfords aren't rich, she says, at least not anymore.
We felt like, you know, we were comfortable and, you know, we probably, you know, did a little more than we should have as far as, you know, being that comfortable with our incomes and all that. But there was no reason to not feel comfortable.
Susie sits at a small round table in the home office where she used to help run the construction company her husband started 12 years ago. She's holding on tight to a pug named Lulu, who snores peacefully in her lap as she explains how their family business imploded.
You know, we've never gone through this. We have whole neighborhoods that have actually gone through foreclosure, and that's what we found ourselves in trying to work through.
The recession came at the worst possible time for the Guilfords. Their daughter, Lizzie, was in the middle of her college search. Her brother transferred back home to North Carolina State after just 1 year at American University in Washington, D.C., because her parents couldn't afford the $50,000 a year cost anymore. Ravenscroft, the private high school she attends, came up with a scholarship so she could finish her senior year there. Lizzie remembers her parents sitting her down last fall and explaining the situation.
Like, they started saying, like, if stuff doesn't sell, we can't afford all this stuff. I mean, we can't afford this house, we can't afford the school, we can't afford for you to go to college where you want to go. I mean, you're going to college, but maybe not like your first choice.
Variations of that scene are being played out across the country. Stephen Roy Goodman is an independent college counselor in Washington. He says the new economic reality has turned many families into more discriminating consumers of higher education.
When the price becomes so prohibitive and the yield on what you get from paying that becomes, you know, questionable in the minds of millions of people, then there's going to be room for some change.
Her family's situation forced Lizzie to reduce the number of college visits. She wanted to go into nursing, in part because she knew she'd have a job when she graduates. Lizzie also knew she'd have to find some place her family could afford. That caused her to drop private colleges from her list. Problem was, she fell in love with the University of South Carolina, but as an out-of-state student, it was still too expensive. Her other choices were cheaper in-state schools. UNC Charlotte was okay, but others did not appeal to her at all. So she waited and hoped to hear about a scholarship from South Carolina. And about a month ago, she got the word.
Oh, I was relieved. Because I really want to go to South Carolina. So it was just like, as soon as I got that, I was like, okay, I'm going there.
With a giant smile on her face, Lizzie says she'd start her freshman year now if she could. Her parents are also happy, but facing two college tuition bills next year that total more than $30,000, they'd feel a whole lot better if only their house would sell. For NPR News, I'm Dave DeWitt in Raleigh, North Carolina.